Welcome to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
I want to talk to you today about resurrection power. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we now have resurrection power working in us who believe. Because of the resurrection, Jesus is alive and lives in us. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. How many know that Christ lives in you? You really know that you know that you know. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves he is the Son of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 24, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Can you say something? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The fact that death could not hold him is evidence he is the Son of God. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 4, who through the Spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ our Lord, declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ proves he is the Son of God. If he stayed in the grave, then we could know that he was not God. But you can't keep God down. And you can't keep the born-again believer down either. Can you say amen? That resurrection power's in us and it raises us up. As I prayed earlier, he resurrects our dreams and visions and things we thought long dead. He has the power to resurrect. Can you say amen? Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. I think some of us need our minds open to understand the scriptures. Can you say praise the Lord? We do. And he said to them, thus it is written that the Christ would suffer. He just spelled it out for them. Some of them seemed to be a little difficult, had a little difficulty in learning, like me and some others. And so he just explained it to them. If thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day. You see, Jesus taught his disciples from Scripture that the Christ would suffer, die, and be raised from the dead. We need to be in Scripture so he can open our minds to understand the Scripture. Amen. In Psalm 16, verse 10, you will not abandon me to the grave. This is prophecy. Nor will you let your Holy One see decay. This is a prophecy that God would not let the Christ decay in the grave, and he didn't. Luke chapter 9, verse 22, Jesus said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Now, this is not what the Jews were expecting. They expected the Messiah to be a great king, great liberator that would come and set them free from the Romans and all their enemies, and they would be victorious. But God had a different plan. Instead of setting them free from the Romans, he set them free from themselves and from their sin and their wicked, evil human nature. Can you say, praise the Lord? I mean, he came to fix the real problem, us. The real problem, us. This was God's plan, and it reveals God's power, resurrection power. Of course, no one believed the Messiah would suffer like this, but God always has a different plan than we do, and his plan is always far better than our plan. John chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said to her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. You do not need to be afraid of death if you are born again. You know Jesus Christ. Death is off the list. Can you say amen? Because of his resurrection, of course we die physically, but we do not die when the body does. Because of his resurrection, we who believe in him will live even if we die. His resurrection guarantees our resurrection. In the end, our physical body will also be raised from the dead, assuming we die before he comes back. If he comes back for us before we die, then he'll transform us and we'll have a glorified body on our way up. Can you say?
Amen.
That's right. Come on, that's right. Luke chapter 24, verse 36. While they, his disciples, were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Wow. They saw him die. They knew he was dead. And here he stands in the room. He didn't come through the door. He just was there, came through the wall, through the ceiling somehow. He's standing there and they go into a panic. They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. Let me tell you a little secret. God brought his body back from the dead, and the disciples watched as he ascended into heaven later on in his body. He still has his human body in heaven right now, and he could appear right now in this room. I'm kind of praying he don't, because it scared most of us half to death. Can you say amen? But he could. He still has his human body. So when you're thinking, nobody understands me, nobody knows what I'm going through, Jesus Christ is human. He's a part of the Godhead. He's been here. He's been through what you've been through and more. None of us have been crucified. And so he's at the right hand of the Father interceding for us. Can you say
amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he has his human body, and he knows exactly what you're going through. And he's at the right hand of the Father interceding for you. Well, so you need to pray. Well, he's praying for you, and I think maybe you may want to join him and pray yourself. Verse 38, he said to them, "Why are you troubled? I told you I was coming back." They were just like us. We believe sometimes and sometimes we don't. And we need to believe. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why are you surprised? I told you." He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds?" And some in this room, no doubt, and watching by live stream, listening by rail, even have doubts about his resurrection. But he is alive, and you can know it if you want to. Verse 39, "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." You see, he was not a ghost. And he's not a ghost now. He has a full human body just like you. And he's telling you that right now in this passage. He said, "Look at me. I'm not dead. Look at my body. Touch me. I'm real." He's real. He's real now. He was not a ghost. Jesus still has a human body with the scars he bore for us. The best I can understand eternity in heaven is that he will be the only one there with scars, proving that he paid the price for our salvation and for our resurrection. Verse 40, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" He said, "I'll prove to you I'm a human being. Give me something to eat." I mean, no, ghosts do not eat food. And if they do, it just falls on the floor. So how do you know that? I saw the movie. Verse 42, they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Spirits and ghosts do not eat food. You can doubt it all you want to, but he's alive and well, and our doubts doesn't change the facts.
Amen.
Jesus' human body was raised from the dead. He has a glorified body like we will have. There is a human in the Godhead, and his name is Jesus Christ. We are talking about resurrection power. The power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us, anointing us to live a victorious life. The Holy Spirit raised him from the dead. That's the spirit of resurrection. And if you're born again, the Spirit of God has to be in you, because it says, beyond any shadow of a doubt, his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're sons and daughters of God. The Holy Spirit's what births you into the kingdom. It's what cleans you up. Can you say amen? And so you know the resurrection power if you're born again. Therefore, if Christ be raised from the dead, then he is the victor and death is defeated. In Revelations 1, chapter 1, verse 18, he says it like this: I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. No one will ever crucify me again. No one will ever slap me around again. No one will ever put stripes on me again. I've paid the price, and I'm alive forevermore. And you folks who do not believe me, you need to believe in me or else. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Ephesians 4:8, therefore he says, when he ascended on high in his body, at least he did that in the end, it says that when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Captivity has been taken captive, therefore we can be free from drugs and alcohol, illicit sex, and all kind of demonic things. We can be set free because of his resurrection from the dead. Can you say amen? Amen. He led captivity captive. Therefore, we can be free. 1 Corinthians 15:55. Where, O death, is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Do not live in fear of death. People say, well, you better be careful about COVID and all these different things. Listen, I believe in taking care of myself, and I do with the best of my ability, more than most. So I believe in doing my part. But at the same time, you're not going to threaten me with heaven. You better be careful. You might go to heaven. Jesus defeated death. Hebrews 2:14, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. He won victories we don't even have any idea of how great they really are. He defeated Satan once and for all. We live like we're defeated, but he's defeated. And we need to realize, because of the resurrection, we have resurrection power, and we can put that devil under our feet the way we're told to do. Amen. Submit to God, resist the devil. He might flee. You just never know what he's going to do. My Bible doesn't say that. Says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. You see, you really believe this, don't you? You better believe it. And I believe it more than just here. You see, his spirit's touched my spirit, confirmed this, and I know that I know that I know in my knower that he's alive and well, and he's in this room. Amen. And we got about 15 people that's alive. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 2:14, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Satan has been destroyed to us. You say, well, how can you say that? Because when he blotted out my sins, the devil no longer had a legal right to touch me. It's sin that opens the door to the devil and brings in condemnation. When you're born again, your sins are blotted out, the devil has no legal right to touch you because you're now the property of God. Bought and paid for, it says. Jesus Christ, Romans 8:34, Jesus Christ is he who died, yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. I told you, he's on your side. He's watching out for you and interceding for you. I'm waiting for you to say amen, but didn't seem to be working. Okay. He is alive to intercede in prayer for us. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For what I received, I passed on to you as the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried and He was raised on the third day according to Scripture, and that He appeared to Peter and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Some have died. He said there's plenty of witnesses right now, close to 500 still alive, that saw Him come up out of that grave. And so you see, they had reason to believe that He was alive. Today, if you go to court and you got one witness against you, you may go to prison for life. They had 500 witnesses, plus a lot of others, that He was alive. And that's why the gospel spread all over the world. These people knew He was alive. They weren't guessing.
You've been listening to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast. Click subscribe so you don't miss Dr. Barry Culberson's weekly messages. For more information or to email a comment, head over to KnoxvilleChristianCTR.org. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a message. The Knoxville Christian Center, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.